Meeting with the prayer, Lord's prayer, and the pledge of allegiance. Our Father, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
I know it.
It's too bad.
I'm getting ready to get weak mics on.
Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda? Any corrections or additions?
I have a correction.
Okay.
Change the title of the ordinance to read as follows, the one that's being introduced under me. An ordinance establishing annual assessment rates for the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Okay.
So what you're changing is the reference in the agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. We're leaving it on. Motion, John?
Is that the only change?
Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
So it's a change and not a deletion.
No, just a change.
I make a motion we approve the agenda as distributed with the change according to Susan Webb.
Second.
So moving to second that we approved agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers not here yet. Motion passed. You have a copy of the December 11th minutes in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
I make a motion we approve the minutes of December the 11th.
Second.
We move to second that we approve the minutes as printed for December the 11th. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence. Jim?
A few items of correspondence. A letter from Ellendale Community Civic Association thanking council for a contribution to that organization. A letter from Contact Lifeline. Thanking council for a human services grant. A letter from the Nature Conservancy thanking council for a contribution to that organization. A letter from the Cape and Lopin Food Basket thanking council for a human service grant. A letter from the First State Inspection Agency asked regarding the county's decision to take over single-family building inspections. And this letter is asking council to reconsider that decision. A letter from Kane Construction Company of Milford indicating support for having First State continue with the single-family building inspections. That's all
you did. Any other correspondence, men of council?
Yes, I did get one. I just got a thank you from the Westside New Beginnings, thanking us for the discretionary funds we gave them.
Okay. Nothing else? Dave?
Yes. Good evening. The first item tonight on the agenda is a proclamation honoring Russell Archett, the assistant county engineer, and if Mr. Archer would like to come up. Mr. Archer graduated from Virginia Wesleyan College in 1975. After that, he worked for the State of Delaware Emergency Management Division for about 2.5 years. In July 1978, he saw the light to become a county employee versus a state as an environmental planner. And then he was appointed Chief of Water Quality Planning in June of 79. Chief of Planning and Permits, July of 81. And then in 1991, he was reclassified as Division Director for Planning and Permits. And then January 97, promoted to Assistant County Engineer, where he's worked the past 11 years. As far as some of his accomplishments, he has worked to develop the rate system and the internal controls in conjunction with the Finance Department. He's developed contribution agreements with developers to attain, and we've gotten awards for that, and he's gotten awards for that, for attaining additional contributions, which benefits new or existing sewer users. He had a lot to do with the construction of this building a few years ago, and we've had many new sewer districts since Russ started. He's in the planning department with the engineering side. They've gone from less than 3,000 EDUs to like 59,000 EDUs today.
It's all his fault.
Yeah. So if you get any complaints, just direct them to Russ on group. So, but he will continue to work on a part-time basis for the county at this point, but I know personally it's been a pleasure working with Russ, and he's always cheerful and hardworking and well organized, and of course he completes his task, and he's been in front of you many times. I have a short tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Russell Archett for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from July 10, 1978 to January 16, 2008, 29 years. The County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Russell Archett on this 15th day of January 2008 with wishes of happiness, good health, and joy today and always. Thanks, Russ.
Thank you. Let's give him a big round.
We do need a motion to accept that tribute.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the tribute as read by Mr. Baker. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Before I vote, I'd like to find out what he's going to do and how he looks like he's so young, how you can afford to do it. Not how you can afford to do it, but how you can do it.
Yeah. He married
well. No, Harley Davis, tell him.
We have to wait and see how well it works out. That's all I can say.
My vote is yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
My vote is yes also. Congratulations, Russell. And certainly, you know, some of us have only been here a short period of time. to say the least, but we certainly, and you said you can't go wrong driving a Harley either, you know that for sure. Yeah.
It's one of the things I'll be doing on retirement.
I would you like to say anything else?
I'd like to say, you know, I've enjoyed working for the county. I've enjoyed the people I've worked with here. I mean, they're a great group of people, always have been. And, you know, I'm quite proud of what we've done in the engineering department. So, certainly appreciate the opportunity to grow professionally the way I have here. So, thank you very much for that opportunity.
Well, I can certainly say that you've always been the one person that I had great confidence in sending constituents to. They would call me with questions, especially when I first got here in 98, 99, and I was clueless when it came to a lot of those issues that your department handles. And I guess after talking with you a few times, I came to understand that you had compassion. You were somebody who was willing to work very hard to get to the bottom of an issue. And I know I worried you over the last 8-9 years with constituent calls, but I really call it passing the buck. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the recognition.
I've never seen Russ have his voice any higher than he does tonight, and you've been in some very cantankerous public assemblies, and never lost your cool and never raised your voice and just kept the same tone and just went through the deal, and it all worked out.
So I think I handle those better than I do personal things.
Done a great job.
That's good.
I think
any other comments, Jim? Russell, have a great retirement, and I know we'll see you around, like you said, working part-time. Thank you very much for your time.
Can I present the proclamation?
I'm sorry, Russell.
I signed it.
Well, actually, Dave signed it looking good.
Since you're riding a Harley, the proclamation is really an insurance policy that we took out.
Who's the beneficiary?
We are.
Just black lights.
You guys started way before I got here. It was a lot easier back then.
I come all the way around the harvest and back in to come in here because I couldn't get out.
I certainly appreciate everything you've done, and I wish you many, many years and great happiness. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Next item is the administrator's report, and I just wanted to make you aware of a committee meeting that we were just made aware of tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. of the House Transportation, Land Use, and Infrastructure Committee. Attached is a copy of the agenda, which could be amended. A number of these bills affect Sussex County. Mrs. Webb and myself will be attending the committee meeting to represent the County Council. And just a summary of some of these bills. First, House Bill 111. This is the realty transfer tax bill that 8 months ago arose, and this bill would prevent local governments from collecting county realty transfer tax in level 4 or outside county growth zones. A proposed amendment to the bill that will be discussed tomorrow would clarify the bill so that counties can no longer collect transfer tax on properties in new major subdivisions in level 4. So if a new major subdivision was approved in a level 4 area, then we would not get the realty transfer tax ever on that particular subdivision. And the effect of that is that during the first year, that, you know, would be a lower impact, but as time went on, that dollar amount would increase. So that we just looked over the last 4 years, and if that amendment went into effect 4 years ago, then it would cost us approximately $3 million this year.
Now, but we would still be required to provide paramedic service to those communities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that paramedic service is defrayed by the transfer tax? Or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's public safety, and we use county share realty transfer tax to pay for paramedics, whether it's in town or out of town.
Well, then that doesn't make sense, does it?
Well,
or in some people,
no, but that's how we do use it. We are able to use it for that. So, but you're right.
A lot of that money buys state services right back. Is all it does. I mean, state police and part of the paramedics. It's just
open
a revolving
space
door.
To be clear, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense for us to provide that service to those folks. It doesn't make sense to support an ordinance or a bill that would take away that revenue stream.
I don't think we're going to support it. Kent County, and I talked to representatives from Kent County and Newcastle County. They are also against it.
Okay.
This is a handout that we have put together, and I'd like, just to run through it quickly. The bill in and of itself would reduce the realty transfer tax revenue for the county by about $7 million based on today's numbers. 71% of the land within Sussex County is in level 4, and that even includes the towns. And as you can see, due to on page 4 of this, our transfer tax, our collections are down. They were $35 million in 2006, $27 million in 2007. They may end up $23 million in that range this year. And that's simply a result of the change in the economy. On page 6, there are a list of some of the items that we use realty transfer tax for that could be looked at if we lost a major share of realty transfer tax. Of course, the Delaware State Police contract, fire service funding, local law enforcement grants, $25,000 to each town, library projects, municipal grants. Paramedic runs a hazmat program, sewer district grants $2.2 million for projects like Angola and Johnson's Corner, Oak Orchard, Ellendale, $1.2 million for airport and industrial park improvements. It helps with our economic development efforts, helps provide jobs in Sussex County. The 100 front foot cap on front footage assessments for sewer district customers, which has been a very popular program to help reduce the cost for individuals who have large front footage. Of course, the wastewater relief program for low-income residents, which I know DENREC has indicated they'd like to see more money go into that program, especially with the proposed pollution control strategy regulations possibly pending. So And then there's some other items we could also look at, open space purchases. We have $1.4 million in this year's budget, our housing assistance programs, $100,000 directly for rehabs to complement what the federal and state governments provide, and then $50,000 for organizations such as Habitat for Humanity and West Redwood Land Trust. Our University of Delaware Ag Grant, $138,000. Cheer and Senior Center grants, $135,000. Conservation districts, $53,000. So this is a listing that we put together just to give them an idea of the impact if we lost a major share of realty transfer tax, the impact on county government. If we go to page 18, one of the comments is, you know, what if we lost that transfer tax, what guarantee would Sussex Countyans have that the transfer tax shift to the state would be invested back in Sussex County?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I was going to bring up that if you read the bill, it goes to general fund and transfer trust fund, and there's no guarantee that we'll get a dime back.
Right. Yeah. And again, on page 19, our revenue is down 14% from last year just due to the economy. But if we, the net effect over 3 years, if this bill went into effect, would be a 54% reduction in transfer tax to the county. So it does have a major impact on Sussex County government. There are a number of other bills that are planned for this committee tomorrow, and the next one is House Bill 186, which would prevent county and local governments from permitting any new major subdivisions, which is five lots or more, in level four areas or outside county or local growth zones. Kent County has indicated they're going to oppose that also. House Bill 233, which would extend the school impact fee program that is currently used in Newcastle, which would make it apply to the rest of the state. And it only, Kent County will oppose it also. This only applies, a fee would apply when the district has reached its capacity in terms of infrastructure. And then a fee, the state has indicated that fee would range from like $3,000 to $6,000 for a unit. House Bill 239, Kent County and Newcastle are both opposing, and this is the bill that we discussed, that Mr. Godwin, I think, discussed last week. Land use rezoning, subdivisions, et cetera, would be subject to the approval of the Office of State Planning after they reviewed to determine the adequacy of various public facilities and infrastructure. We've been told that the state planning office may also oppose this bill.
So they'll take home rule away.
Any rezoning or subdivision would have to be approved by the Office of State Planning.
Right.
And then last, House Bill 280, which we discussed last week, which would require all subdivision roads in the county to be built to state standards. And again, we discussed that last week where... If that proceeded forward, then we have a series of amendments that we'd like to see. So they have a pretty busy agenda tomorrow for that committee.
Absolutely. So, I think we discussed them all last week, and I think you certainly know the feeling of the council that the majority were opposed to everything that has been read. And we talked about the amendments on 280 also.
Thank you. And that's the direction we will represent tomorrow. Next item is a Millville Sewer Expansion Newsletter. Attached is a copy of the latest newsletter regarding the Millville Sewer Expansion. This newsletter will be sent to the Millville area to keep residents informed on the status of the project. As noted, this project will eliminate 1,600 existing septic systems and reduce over 65,000 pounds of nitrogen phosphorus that goes into the watershed, along the Indian River bays, as a result of these septic systems. We would like to congratulate the engineering department Mr. Archett and his staff on the preparation of this very professional newsletter. And beneficial acceptance, the engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects: Ashley Manor, Phase 3. The developer is Pano Development, and it's located on Route 20 in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 28 townhouses. Americana Bayside, Phase 10B. Developer is Carl M. Freeman Communities, and is within the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 22 single-family lots. The Hopkins Pitty John Subdivision, the developer's ADC Builder. Project is located at the northeast intersection of Route 9 and 261, part of the West Rehoboth Sewer Project, consisting of off-site construction of one pump station, two force mains, and a short piece of gravity collection. And I know a lot of that will help the Pinetown area.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any questions for Dave? Being none, Susie?
Thank you. I have an ordinance for introduction today. Pass that down. This is to set the assessment rates for the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. The assessment rate includes the collection rate and the transmission rate. The county financed this project with loans and grants from the state, rural development, and county grants. The assessment rate is to recover the construction cost of the project. All properties are required to pay the annual front foot assessment rate, which will be billed on the county's annual tax bill. And for this, we will do a supplemental billing in February. Homeowners will be getting a letter letting them know that they can connect anytime. The connection fee for existing users at June of 2003 will be financed through the grants, and any new users will pay the current connection fee set by the budget. The service charge is currently $230 and was set in the 2008 budget. The rates are as follows that we will be adopting. Collection per front foot, $6.09. The transmission rate per front foot, 85 cents, which is a total assessment rate of $6.94. The average lot size in this district is 75 feet, which comes to, the assessment fee would come to $520.50, with a service charge added on of $230, would make it an average annual bill of $750.50. The good news is that the actual costs have come in lower than the estimated costs we quoted them during this project, which was $820.50. So on the average, on the year's basis, there's a savings of $70. And this is due basically to the savings in the construction cost and better financing terms. It's just an introduction today.
You want to introduce it?
Is there any questions?
You
I'll introduce it. That's what you want.
Okay. Anything else, Sue?
That's it.
That's it? That's the evening. Hal?
Mr. President, members of council, we have two sewer agreements, wastewater agreements for your consideration this evening. The first one is Sussex County Project Number 81-04. Agreement number 484. The developer in this case is Mr. Joe Reed from Lewis, Delaware, and the location is north of Route 278 in Angola. This will be part of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District serving 165 lot subdivision. Sewer connection charges are not, it says here, not available, ordinance 657. And we already have our approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 80 days of construction and a construction administration and construction inspection cost of $88,952.40, for the projected construction cost being $593,016. The supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 484, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Herring Point Development Incorporated for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Herring Point, located in the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the said agreement number 484. Mr. Cole?
Wait, yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you. The second and final wastewater agreement this evening is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 516-1. The developer here is Mr. Nick Wexler of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The location is the south side of County Road 336, east of County Road 335A. This service will be in the Dagsboro Frankford Sanitary Sewer District, serving 16 single-family lots. The system connection charges will total $90,160. We do have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 90 days of construction, and the construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $36,444, with a projected construction cost totaling $242,960. And the motion to support this one is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 516-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and HKS4 LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the landing at Pepper Creek Revision 1, aka the Marina at Pepper's Creek, located in Dagsboro Frankford Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make a motion.
Second, please.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve said agreement number 516-1. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen. The last issue for me this evening on your agenda is a discussion about a proposed piece of state legislation that will address overlay zones. Quite honestly, the condition is the same as it was last week, and that is that there has been no bill introduced yet. So it may be a moot point for us to discuss this since there is no official bill that has been introduced into the legislative process. However, hearing your opinions about making sure that residents who own property that may be affected by these and your desire to have them noticed properly before any public hearings, I will, unless you tell me differently, make sure that if a bill is introduced, that we either have it amended before it's introduced or the day it's introduced, so that those notice requirements will be included specifically for Sussex County properties. I've already spoken with lobbyists from Kent County, and they've told me that they would not object to us asking for that exemption to be added in just for Sussex County property owners. But after hearing from you, I thought that we probably could get that amendment added as long as it was specifically to address our property owners. Okay?
Any questions for Hal?
Once the bill is introduced, I'll be back to discuss exactly what we have to work with.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Hal. Thank you very much.
Bill?